VOA News. U.S. authorities fired tear gas into Mexico during the first hours of the new year to repel about 150 migrants who were trying to breach the border fence in Tijuana. An Associated Press photographer witnessed at least three volleys of gas launched onto the Mexican side of the border near Tijuana's beach early Tuesday. It affected the migrants, including women and children, as well as members of the press. Migrants who spoke with the AP said they arrived last month with a caravan from Honduras. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says in a statement that the gas was aimed at rock throwers on the Mexican side who were preventing agents from helping children who were being passed over the concertina wire. The agency says 25 migrants were detained. No comment so far from the U.S. government on the arrest by Russia's security service of a 48-year-old American man, Paul Whelan, a retired U.S. Marine who Russia says they detained for spying. Associated Press correspondent Lynn Berry reports that Davis Whelan says his brother is innocent.
Paul Whelan's brother says that the morning of his arrest, he had taken a group of the wedding guests on a tour of the Kremlin museums. And he had been in touch by text throughout the afternoon, but the last time anyone heard from him was at about 5 p.m. And then he failed to show up that evening for the wedding. And this was quite alarming.
David Whelan told CNN his brother was in Moscow to attend a wedding. He says his family is deeply concerned for his safety. Nicholas Haysom, the special representative of the United Nations Secretary General for Somalia, has been asked by the Somali government to leave the country. In a statement, the government-controlled media said the decision came after Haysom violated the agency's standards and the international diplomatic norms. This is VOA News. The suspect in the stabbing of three people on New Year's Eve in Manchester was being held under mental health laws, according to British police on Tuesday. Manchester police said in a statement they were continuing to investigate the attack because of suspected terrorism links, however. A suspect whose identity has not been disclosed has been detained on suspicion of attempted murder. He's not been charged, but the suspect's home was being searched late Tuesday. The right-wing nationalist Jair Bolsonaro has been sworn in as president of Brazil with promises to tackle corruption, crime, and the failing economy. In his inauguration speech, Bolsonaro promised to ease gun laws to let, quote, good citizens own firearms, extend immunity to security forces who use lethal force, and prepare children for the job market, not political militancy. Officials in Pakistan said Tuesday that at least four security forces were killed when a group of heavily armed militants assaulted a paramilitary training center in southwestern Balochistan province. No one immediately claimed responsibility for Tuesday's attack. The Somali military has executed six al-Shabaab militants without a trial, according to officials and rights activists. The militants were executed Sunday by firing squad in the town of Bardhera, about 300 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu. The partial U.S. government shutdown, now in its 11th day at the dawn of 2019, Congress and President Trump are still at odds over his demand for money to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. On video and on Twitter, President Trump talked about the wall and the new year. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The president's video message on New Year's Day.
It's going to be a great year. Complicated, but great. People make it overly complicated, actually.
The complication the president talked about is the debate over border security.
We have to have a wall as part of border security, and we're working on it.
We are now a week and a half into a partial government shutdown. House Democrats released their plan to reopen the government without approving money for President Trump's border wall. This morning, the president tweeted, "The problem is, without a wall, there can be no real border security." The president also tweeted a Happy New Year's message to everyone, including the haters and the fake news media.
Later on Tuesday, the president invited top congressional leaders, both Republicans and Democrats, to the White House on Wednesday for a briefing on border security. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.